The term sentence originates in ancient Rome, when it described the opinion of a jurist, of senators, of arbiters, or the opinion of an organ called to issue an evaluation. The word has always reflected the final judgment, declared after doubt has been laid to rest. There is a finality to the term that provides closure to some and oppresses others. Samantha Hall's sentencing hearing took place in the dead of winter, but in Orlando it occurred inside a sticky heat wave. Beads of sweat on Samantha's forehead were captured from the whirring motor of a local TV news camera, which created a hum in the courtroom she couldn't escape and found unceasingly distracting. The state began by summarizing its case. It emphasized the manner in which Troy died, the experience of asphyxiation. It reiterated Samantha's most shocking commands to Troy. It ended by suggesting her history of harsh behavior with sexual partners could put her in danger of reoffending. The defense reviewed the loving and good-hearted behaviors inside Samantha and Troy's relationship, talked about Samantha's charitable and civil contributions to the community, and emphasized the jury's finding of not guilty on the charge of first-degree murder as proof that Samantha Hall had no intention of taking the life of her partner. He stated the tragic events of Troy Singer's death acted as a specific deterrent to Samantha Hall, who will in future exercise more caution than any to ensure the safety of her partners. To quote Mr. Cortez, "Her mental state was not to harm Troy. A jury determined that. Samantha is guilty of carelessness, of overconfidence, but not of cruelty. This is a woman whose mistake has taken her lover, best friend, and partner, and very well may take her liberty as well." When the lawyers finished their arguments, Troy's sister approached the podium to deliver a statement on behalf of the Singer family.
"It's hard to imagine a man more compassionate, driven, and generous than Troy Singer. My brother watched over me for as long as I can remember. When a boy threw a cardboard drink container at me on our bus, Troy sat between us and then walked me to my first class. When I got drunk at a party in high school, he left his college campus 2 hours away to come pick me up. When I became a single mother, he set up a college fund for my sons. Troy is so much more than what he's been reduced to in these proceedings. He was a great man. He was our family. My boys will never see their uncle again. My mother will never hold her son again. Our blood, our future memories have all been taken from us by Samantha Hall. Samantha ruthlessly ordered my brother to hang. She commanded him to commit the most dangerous act imaginable and to do so completely alone. She left him with no way to call for help, no way to save himself. When I think of the fear and confusion Troy must have felt, which I am overwhelmed. I miss my brother. Samantha Hall killed my brother. She cannot pay as dearly as Troy did because she continues to live. Troy hurt no one, and Samantha has taken a life. He is dead, and she remains. I believe she's guilty of more than manslaughter and deserves more time than what is under review today. But as this is her conviction, I beg the court to serve justice by committing her to the maximum 15 years. Thank you."
It is customary for the last person to speak at a sentencing hearing to be the defendant herself.
"Your Honor, I woke today in anguish, the way I wake up every morning. Every day I replay the events that led up to Troy's death, rearranging them over and over. I am an expert in rope. I began studying knot tying when I was a teenager, and I continued my education alone and with partners throughout my adulthood. I understand rope. I understand the fragility of human anatomy. That is why caution must always be employed. But one thing more important than caution is knowledge. Understanding a knot, the way a knot operates, the way a rope bends, the angle at which a rope is applied to a human neck from above, the vessels and arteries it need avoid. All this knowledge I possess. Your Honor, as sure as I know you will rise from that chair, I knew Troy would walk away from my rope. Had I understood other variables with which I'm still grappling, I never would have made the choices I made that day. To learn that Troy spasmed when the police arrived wounded me more than anything. Because that meant he was so close to life, so close to rescue. Had I called 5 minutes earlier, Troy might still be with us. I'd give every breath I'll ever take to have made that call sooner. Troy was an extraordinary man and an extraordinary partner. He spirited me forward in love, at home, and in work. I learned from him. I needed him. Your Honor, I loved Troy so much. If I'd known my choices could result in his death, I never would have made them. I never would have done that. I stand by my testimony. I spoke the truth at trial. But had I known what would happen, I never would have engaged in that behavior. That's the truth, Your Honor. No matter what happens, please know. Please believe. I loved Troy.
In Florida, manslaughter is a second-degree felony. It carries a minimum of 9 1/4 years and a maximum of 15 years.
Ms. Hall, please stand. Ms. Hall, I was curious about whether there would be a statement from you, and while not fully disappointed, I'm neither fully satisfied by your remarks. What I heard from you today was something between remorse for your actions and conviction in the rightness of your actions. I was braced not to expect an acceptance of responsibility from your counselor, of course, but I at least believe the regret you expressed to the court is genuine. It is incumbent upon me to rely on the rightness of the trial jury's finding of guilt in the charge of manslaughter, and on the Florida statutes for sentencing of second-degree felony manslaughter convictions. I hereby sentence you to a period of 12 years with credit for time served and parole eligibility beginning after 6 years. You are additionally fined the maximum amount of $10,000. The court additionally orders you not to profit from the events from which you now stand convicted and facts surrounding the same. This includes written publications as well as media, interviews, etc. So says the court. This concludes today's sentencing. We are adjourned.
Samantha Hall faded into obscurity as news cycles refreshed and distractible public minds moved on to newer, more salacious subjects. She will wane between being a cultural icon, a cautionary tale, and a punchline. But Samantha will have a life after prison. She will laugh, she will work, and she will love again, until the scars she bears are one day visible only to her. This concludes the sentencing of Samantha Hall. Special thanks to Jessa Nicholson Getz of Getting Off for editorial advisement. Scoring today was sourced from incompetech.com. Beginning in January, we will begin the trial of Keith Montgomery, an alleged sexual battery taking place against a backdrop of national sexual misconduct accusations. I apologize, there may be a slight delay, by 2 weeks at the most, but we will definitely be airing in January, so please stay subscribed. Thank you to everybody for listening. Have a wonderful break, and I will see you soon.